my dolly on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Dolly. I just call
to say. Forget the baguettes. Who eats snails? Yeah. And maybe you would like to eat some quails. Forget the quails. Yeah. You can always have liquid nails.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's perfect. That's what that is. That's just a perfect poem. And that's the gold that we get when we have questions, Ollie.
Yeah, good on you, Richard. Giving us a French poem there about the French and having a dig at the French. Tom, good to see you and all that, and good to be here. But something's happened that I hate and that you love.
No, I don't love it. It's just whatever to me.
No,
you
love it. We've both walked into work wearing the same thing, and it just pisses me off for some reason. For me, being an individual is important. Being yourself is important.
Mm.
Individuality, that's a crux of who I am. For you...
You can't escape, though. We're more alike than what you think.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think when we wear matching clothes, you love it because you feel like you're cool again.
Huh?
You feel like you're hitting the mark. And that's good. If that works for you. That sucked the vibe out of the show already, mate.
Oh. Well, you're the one that wants to start like this. I am cool.
You are cool.
I am
cool. Because you're wearing my clothes.
I am cool.
It's a good show, Tom. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Well, we're going to give away a spot to come see Snow Patrol live in a private gig that we're hosting. The kicker is you just have to listen to the show. And particularly tonight, you have to have been listening on Monday, the 16th of April.
Oh, throwback.
TripleM.com.au is where you can go if you want to register to play that game. It's called Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
And of course, Tom, Trash Talk Back Tuesday is a huge one. And the Smoko is up for debate.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's talk of cutting out the Smoko.
What?
Can you believe it?
Ollie, up next, I've got a hypothetical for you. Mm. And it does have something to do with me and my boyfriend, Seth.
Okay. Seth, American.
It's got something to do with the dating world. Everyone can get involved. It's not just for the homos, as I know that you were going to bring up.
Because make sure it's straight appropriate.
Yeah, you like to bring up my sexuality in this show. That's coming up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Rich.
Original Sin in excess. We have questions. Our names are Tom and Ollie. We're on a show called Triple M. Or a station, I should say. Triple M. How about this for Triple M, Ollie? At 7:30, we have a model, a marine biologist, and a media personality on the show talking trash, literally.
Mm, sounds good, Tom. And it sounds educational, which is also not an M word, but it's important.
Sounds like MMM. Ollie, my sister said something I never wanted to hear on the weekend when I was with my boyfriend, Seth.
Oh, no. You're adopted.
Am I?
I don't know. What did she say?
No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't
that. I'm not adopted. No. I'm definitely my mother's son. We found that out last night.
Oh, yes. Naggy.
No, controlling.
Controlling. Sorry.
Don't call me something I'm not.
No. Okay.
My sister said that me and Seth, my boyfriend, look alike.
Oh, this is classic. All your boyfriends, I don't want to make it a big thing. You've had, you've had a couple. You've always got similarities with the boyfriends.
I've had more partners than you have.
It's a very competitive, combative.
Yeah, well, you started the show off by saying that I wanted to be cool to look like you. I just dressed in my clothes. You dressed in your clothes?
I think it's important that you got that off your chest. It's important that you be able to say that just then.
But it is.
Does that feel better now?
Mate, I'm moving on.
Good.
Get with the times. Jeez, it's social media. Biteable. Small, biteable media.
This is the radio. Now, you and your boyfriend, Seth... I don't think you look that alike, to be honest.
Well, my sister, Jessie, she said, oh, no, you've got the same type of hair, the same facial features, that kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, same body.
You've got
Why
the
are
same-
you laughing?
Well, you're right to say you've got the same hair. I would say that the similarities stop there.
Beautiful hair.
Oh, you've both got, blonde hair. I mean, short blonde hair.
Both got big muscles.
I won't even touch on that.
Beautiful hairy chest.
Because I'm not buying that. I mean, Seth is
Why
ripped.
Are you buying it?
Seth is ripped. He's a labourer. He's strong.
He's an ex-wrestler.
He uses his hands. You say he's a wrestler.
No.
That's all talk. Yeah. I could take him.
You couldn't take him. He literally wrestled in high school.
So who didn't? You did.
No,
you loved it.
Like a sport.
Oh.
Not just for...
Mate. I'll take him. I'll take him.
No, you can't.
I'll smash Seth.
You can't.
I'll wrestle him.
You can't.
Get me in the ring.
You won't.
Guns N' Roses, get in the ring.
You cannot. You will not. And you won't.
All right, we'll park this conversation because I'm happy to verse him and I'm happy to take him down.
The question I've got for you though, Ollie, because me and Seth look the same.
No, because you don't. Because he's got a great rig and he's fit, and you, for a job, you speak.
Yeah.
Haven't got a good rig. And on the facial thing, he has great bone structure.
Beautiful.
Lovely face.
Same as me.
Nothing like you. You have more of a rounded face. Your nose is rounded and curved. Your cheeks sort of hang a bit.
Yeah, well, you're a dickhead. I'm basically dating me, Ollie, is what I'm saying. You know, I'm dating myself.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that?
I am dating myself. So the question I want to ask you, some would say it's a hypothetical. 133353, would you date yourself if you could?
Yeah.
Would you date you if you could, Ollie?
We've already discussed this. I would probably hate myself. If I was to meet myself, I'd be like, you are a dickhead. That's honest. All right, would you date yourself? Because if you dated the version...
Mate, I am dating myself. I am dating myself.
If you dated a real version of yourself, it'd just be tears and whinging and consolation constantly.
Don't you dare. 133353, get involved in this hypothetical. If you could date yourself, would you?
Yeah. Intervene here, because Tom and I have really...
Mate, I'm fine.
We're butting heads.
I'm fine, and I just look good, and therefore you look good because we're wearing the same thing.
There was a photo of us on Facebook, Tom and Ollie, with our matching clothes, annoyingly.
133353. If you could date yourself, would you? Jump on the phone, you're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. It's Bush with Come Down. Your chance to see Snow Patrol up close and personal in private gig we're hosting. Register at triplem.com.au. And we're going to be playing Show Patrol for Snow Patrol before 8 o'clock tonight. You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. I want to know, hypothetically speaking, if you could date yourself, would you? Because that's basically what me and my hot boyfriend are doing. We're dating pretty much the same person. I look exactly like my boyfriend.
So no.
Exactly like him, muscles and all.
Tom, be honest with thy listener. That is what radio is about.
There's
two things going on here. One, you are suggesting you look like your boyfriend, who is ostensibly an attractive man. He is
hot.
Hot. Mm-hmm. You, my friend, you're not in that category. I'm sorry to say, you don't look like him enough.
No.
We could post a photo of you guys as a poll on Instagram, and we'll see if people agree whether you look similar.
It's already on my private account, so just go there at Tom Bainbridge on Instagram.
It's in your private account. We'll leave that aside. Let's go to the other question. Would you date yourself?
And would you date yourself, Ollie?
Well, I've said no, I wouldn't. I think it's silly. It would just be too clashing. And I would have thought if you were to look into your heart of hearts, Tom, if you had the guts to do that, you would agree and you'd be on the same page.
I'd love to date myself because I am, because we look the same.
You're holding that line pretty strong, aren't you? All right, well, let's move on to someone who's got a brain and have a conversation. Mick, how are you?
Not too bad.
You would date yourself or you wouldn't?
I would date myself.
Okay, and what are the reasons? Are you a catch?
I'm a great lay. That's a positive. The only down part is I'd have to be prettier than I am.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't go for you looks wise. You'd go for you.
I'd go personality wise. I think I'm a good conversationalist.
I can talk
up a conversation about anything really.
I reckon you are.
What are your hobbies, Mick?
I like motorcycles. Oh, yeah. I like cars. I like girls.
Well, funnily you say that, I know this guy, Mick, who also like cars and motorbikes and girls. Mate, you get along great.
Okay.
You get it?
Because
it's you. That's...
But, I mean, Mick, I don't go too graphic, but, you know, would you be able to get it on with yourself? Would you be able to do that? Would you enjoy that?
You'd have to have a nice figure.
And do you?
Yeah. Well, the opposite of me would have to be female and have a lovely figure.
You couldn't date yourself, Mick,
The question isn't about getting an opposite version of yourself.
No,
it's about dating yourself.
Hannah, on 133353, would you date yourself if you could?
Absolutely.
Really? Are you a bit of a catch, Hannah?
Arrogant.
It's not so much just looks, it's just personality. I think the only personality compatible with myself is mine.
Mate, it's cracking. It's a cracking personality. What are some of your traits? What do you do?
Well, I just don't like people touching me very much.
Well, Hannah doesn't do that, so that's a tick.
That would work, yeah.
Yeah. I'm also hilarious. Got that going for me.
Yeah, but the issue is, Hannah, you're doing all the gags, Hannah, and the other Hannah is just also doing gags, no one's laughing.
No, no, we're both laughing.
Okay, you're both laughing along at your own.
Appreciate it. Don't worry. She gets me.
Yeah. So, but would there be a combat of trying to be the funnier one in the relationship between you and Hannah?
Familiar?
Oh. Look, honestly, there probably would be.
Yeah.
But it'd still be hilarious. It'd be great.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
Like
well,
this, yeah, like well, this show.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Rob, on 133353.
Pipe down.
Would you date yourself?
Nah, mate. I'd find it very hard to find someone just as awesome as spectacular as myself.
Who also doesn't mind a couple of drinks in the evening.
Well done, Rob. 133353. If you could, would you date yourself? Get involved.
Spectacular.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Foxy Lady, Jimi Hendrix. What's up, Tom and Ollie, Triple M? We have questions. Are you on Triple M at 7:30? We have a model, marine biologist, and a media personality. That's three M's on the show. She's going to be talking trash.
Yeah, it's one person.
Literally. Yeah, but it's three M's.
Yeah,
you know, M, three M's, Triple M.
She's talented. And it's going to be...
No, that's a T.
Yeah. All right. I'll leave it to you then.
Thank you.
Tom's hypothetical, though. I mean, the show's all about you, Tom. Obviously, you were just saying before, you're dating yourself.
Yep.
You reckon that you and your boyfriend, Seth, who is a very masculine, fit labourer.
A beautiful man.
He's attractive.
We look the same.
You think you do. Have you done that post about on our page?
I'm doing it now.
Great. During the show.
Yeah.
Put it up on Tom and Ollie on Instagram, and we'll do a poll, and you can decide for yourself if Tom is, as he believes, like his boyfriend.
Oh, I posted on my personal account. That's awkward.
Again.
That's really awkward. You don't want to post saying... Do Tom and his boyfriend Seth look the same on your personal account?
Talking in the third person, mate.
Delete. John on 133353. We want to know if you would date yourself, John.
No, mate.
Why not?
No, definitely not. Because
yeah.
I know I'd get sick of myself and cheat.
You cheat on yourself.
Yeah, I'd cheat on myself. I'd get fed up and then I'd think, that's it. I'm cheating. I'd cheat on myself, mate.
Why would you get fed up with yourself, though?
Oh, because sometimes you know what it's like. Sometimes you're not always happy with yourself, mate, and that'd do me. I'm an annoying person, I think, sometimes.
Why are you so...
I annoy myself, mate.
Why are you so annoying?
I don't know. I just do stupid things sometimes, and it's like you never learn from your mistakes.
Mm.
So, that's it. Nah, I cheat on myself.
Does someone in the real world love you?
Of course, mate.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, your mum. That's but, nice, John.
Exactly.
Good on you, John. Maybe go and take yourself out on a date. Just see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody should go to the movies by themselves at least once.
It's a good experience.
You love it.
I love it. Don't go with friends. They'll talk to you.
I chucked that photo of me and my boyfriend up on Instagram at Tom and Ollie with a Y. So right. If you'd like to vote in the poll to say whether I look like my boyfriend, which I obviously do.
Yeah. All right.
We're both beautiful and chiseled and have abs.
We'll get back.
We'll
get to those results.
Mine, you just might not be able to see it, but I have abs.
There's a six pack covering the six pack. Am I right?
Mate, don't say that shit. You know where we're at. Oh, no, yeah, we're on Triple M. You can definitely say that.
Tony, would you date yourself, Tony?
Oh, hell no.
See, this is what the kind of answers I expected, Tom. It's a realist attitude, Tony, isn't it?
Yes, it is, mate. I'm 50. I smoke and I drink. And these days, I'm be lucky to be a 6 or a 7, and I'd want to date at least an 8.
Mm. Yeah, you're disgusting. Yeah, and that's just how it is, isn't it?
Thoroughly, mate. Plus, I live in Caboolture. I mean, who the hell?
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, the results are in because you've asked everyone if you look like your boyfriend, who I agree is attractive. You've done well there.
It's beautiful.
But to claim you look like him is, I think, a falsity.
No. Holly's messaging on Instagram at Tom and Ollie with White. She said, yeah, we do look the same.
Well, there's a photo up on Instagram. It's a poll. If you go into the story section of Instagram, catch up, everyone. Come on.
It's social media. Get involved. It's quick.
It's everywhere. 25% say yes, you look alike, and
good.
75%, that is 3/4 of the audience, say you do not look alike. You have a buffoon face, is what someone has said.
Nobody said that.
No, they did.
It's because I've got glasses on in this photo.
Messaged me privately and said Tom's got a buffoon face.
Do you want to continue the combative nature of the show tonight, or do you want to try and be friends tonight? Which one?
Mate,
it's up to you.
I'm just talking about the polls. And I'm reading out comments from I think you're an attractive man. It's a shame that Gary on Facebook said Tom has a pig face. That's a shame.
No, you're making that up.
No.
And I know that.
No. Gary.
Up next.
Gary Lightbody.
Oh, He's from Snow Patrol.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Up next, let's get Laura Wells on the show. Talking trash. No, like literally. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Split Ends. I see red. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Not far away is your chance to come see Snow Patrol. Make sure you head to triplem.com.au if you want to win. If you listen to this show, if you show patrol for Snow Patrol. See what I've done there?
Yeah. Now, Tom, we don't just talk rubbish on this show. We don't just talk smack talk. We also like to, I guess...
Talk rubbish.
Look, it's a bit of trash talk,
yeah.
But we're talking about the serious side of trash. And of course, in the news recently, a whole host of stuff about plastic bags building up, about the waste in the oceans these days, and even more recently, the straw debate.
Well, plastic bag bans.
Just pat yourself down.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Should drinking straws be banned? So it's a hot issue, and we thought we'd get someone who is more than qualified to chat on this topic. Laura Wells, Tom, is... as you said, a model, a marine biologist, and also, what was the third M we used?
Well, I wanted to use an M, so I used media personality. Oh. Hello, Laura Wells.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You are so Triple M right now, Laura.
Now, great. Laura, you know, pleasure to have you on. Now, tell me, I think you know, as a model, a bit of one or two things about how to make sure things are sexy and appealing. How do we make the issue of pollution and plastic appealing and sexy?
I know, it is a little tough. No one really wants to see the rubbish that washes up on our beaches or that is entering our oceans. But unfortunately, it's something that's everywhere and it's ubiquitous throughout the world. So we need to make it sexy and appealing and make everyone educated on this topic because it affects each and every one of us.
I recently met a chick when I was holidaying in Hawaii, and she said that she was going on a boat sailing from Hawaii to Vancouver through the Great Atlantic
Great rubbish patch
through on the ocean, and I couldn't believe it. She said it was three times the size of France. This is just shocking statistics.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's an area within our ocean currents that accumulates a lot of plastic, and that plastic, people think it's an island that you can walk on or you can see it from space, and that's not quite true.
Oh.
It is an accumulation zone, and it accumulates plastic. Large, small, from sea surface to sea floor, but plastic is actually evident in all of our oceans, from the Arctic to the Antarctic, and all around the Australian coastline as well.
Corona conducted research early last month and revealed that 74% of Australians underestimate or have no idea about how much plastic is entering Australia's oceans hourly. And 89% of Aussies said they'd make an effort to reduce plastic consumption when confronted with the amount of plastic entering our oceans. So it seems that people want to do stuff, but they just don't know how much rubbish is out there.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we haven't had that much education on, but programs like War on Waste are doing an excellent job of educating people on it, and some of the really great community groups out there and some councils as well are doing a great job of educating their populations and just our community groups in general, getting them up to date on what's happening and getting them seeing this plastic is what's really important, understanding how much waste they actually create as well, all our individual steps.
And so, Laura, what's your hot take on the Coles and Woolies, those kind of brands, making their efforts to change? Are they doing the right thing? Are they going about it the right way?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hot topic at the moment.
Yeah.
I think banning those bags is actually those lightweight plastic bags. We call them 35 micron bags based on their weight. That will actually take 3.2 billion of those bags out of out of Australia per year. That's how many Australians we're using per year. So it's a huge amount.
3.2 billion? That's insane. Yes.
And around 180 million of those were entering our environment, so our oceans and our bushland every year. So it's a crazy amount. So taking those away and effectively banning them is a great thing. Essentially, though, we have replaced them with thicker plastic bags, which do and will take a lot longer to break down in our environment. So the best thing that absolutely everyone can do is take their own bags.
Yeah.
Cotton, calico, reusable bags are absolutely the best thing that people can do.
Yeah, totally. And if you're still going, I don't have a bag with me. I don't have a bag with me. Well, fix it, mate. Buy a bag and take it with you. We're talking to Laura Wells, who's model and marine biologist, talking waste in our oceans. Lastly, I want to end, Laura, on the straws debate, because I saw a statistic today that says that over 10 million plastic straws are being used in Australia every day. I mean, this is just, it's frightening to know that that's...
Single use.
Single use as well. Like,
and,
what can
and
we do?
And unrecyclable.
Yeah, and unrecyclable. So, it's just insane.
It really is. We all have lips, and unless we have some form of medical condition, we really don't need to be using straws. There are lots of great alternatives. If you do really want to use a straw, purchase a bamboo one or a stainless steel one and keep it with you. You can take that along. But otherwise, just say no to straws. And there are a lot of great businesses getting on board and not supplying straws anymore, which is a great thing. We really don't need them. So it's just another piece of plastic that we can all ditch and feel better about.
Laura, I do love a straw. I've got sensitive teeth.
When
you get an icy cold Coke,
I'm going to get you a metal straw.
A metal straw is a great item to have.
It's so easy.
And how swanky to pull out a metal straw and go, oh, clinkety clink, look what I've got in my glass.
Mate, it would suit you and your op shop outfit to a T. Laura Wells, thank you so much for joining us tonight, mate.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Amazing. And laststraw.com.au, I just found that as well today, is if you've got a business that uses straws, head over to laststraw.com.au. They've got some great tips on getting rid of straws in your workplace.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you love Snow Patrol, Tom, up next is your chance.
Are we doing next?
Yeah.
We're going to give away a spot next.
Yeah.
Holy
To our private gig.
Oh, this is awesome.
If you're into Snow Patrol, then go nowhere because you're going to hear how you can get involved. And hopefully, if you know the show, if you're patrolling the show, you can get yourself there.
Awesome. This is Smashing Pumpkins tonight. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tonight, Smashing Pumpkins, we have questions. Our names are Tom and Ollie on Triple M. So good to have Laura Wells on the show talking trash. Talking how we can do better in the environment. Ollie, before we were talking about me and my boyfriend Seth looking the same.
Yeah, well, you were saying that, yeah.
Well,
alone.
Well, we do look the same. I've chucked a poll up on Instagram and all I'm saying is vote yes.
Yeah, of course you're saying that. I've just checked the results.
All you no voters. Oh, here we go again. Voting no.
Don't make it political, mate. You've had your vote. You got the win, all right? Just take it. The votes are coming through on the poll, Tom, and an overwhelming response of no, you and your boyfriend don't look alike. Seth is a far more attractive version of you. And that's good for you. You should be happy with that.
Well, Luke messaged in saying they kind of do look alike.
Yeah, that's one.
So thank you, Luke. Hey, do you want to come along and see Snow Patrol with us?
Attention, attention.
Tom and Ollie's
listen.
Show Patrol.
All right, listen up, you guys.
For Snow Patrol.
I need you to listen to me very carefully.
Oh, mate, it's huge. Can you believe it? I mean, Snow Patrol, first of all, they're coming to the country. They're playing at the Palais Theatre in Melbourne on Thursday, August 2nd. Saturday, August 4th, they're at ICC Darling Harbour Theatre, Sydney. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au. But you could win tickets to a private exclusive gig that we're hosting on.
Yeah, I spoke to Gary Lightbody, the lead singer of the band, yesterday. He was very, very chuffed to say that he's happy to go full private with us, full intimate gig. And your chance to win your spot there, a double pass, I might say, to the gig right now, playing a game that we've just designed called Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
Because we just don't want anybody there. We want our mates to come along. We want people that know us. We want to know them. We want to know you. Now, look, it's going to be an interesting one today. We've got Kerry on 133353. Kerry, you've been to triplem.com.au. My first question, Kerry, is where were you on Monday, the 16th of April?
I was at work.
You're at work. Okay, how about around about 8 p.m. at night?
Oh, 8 p.m. at night, I was on the way home from work.
Oh, well,
ooh,
then,
okay.
Kerry, you may be show patrolling in the right way here. You might have even heard this bit here. So we're going to play a soundbite from the show on that night. You'll get a multiple choice answer of what was the ending to the story. Tom, should we fire it off now?
Yep. Now, this is from Monday, the 16th of April, and it's a guy called Thomas talking about his cousin going fishing.
He was fishing one day and dropped his fishing knife and cut his leg open.
Now, the end of the story is one of these three answers. Kerry, is it A, he was helicoptered to hospital? Is it B, he did nothing, kept going, kept fishing? Or is it C, he stitched himself back together with fishing line?
All right, let's take a listen.
He was fishing one day and dropped his fishing knife and cut his leg open.
Oh.
So, stitched himself back together with fishing line and hooked upholstery needle.
No, bravo.
Oh, well done, Kerry.
Kerry, you're coming along to see Snow Patrol with us in a live and exclusive gig.
Oh, I'm so excited.
What's your favourite track of theirs?
Chasing Cars.
Chasing Cars, yeah, good. Yeah. Strong answer. Yeah. I guess they'll play it.
Oh, the bitter.
Yeah. Oh, they bloody better, Kerry. Well, we can't wait. We'll see you then.
Awesome. Thank you.
See you, Kerry. We'll see you at the event. If you want to come along as well, triplem.com.au is where you can register to play and make sure you're listening to this show. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Loving that track from Pearl Jam. Can't deny me. Triple M rock here with Tom and Ollie. Mm. We have questions.
And Tom, for Naughty After 9, which is a thing we do post 9 p.m,
yeah.
We thought it'd be fun to introduce some short stories, some fiction, and I called it the Flirty 9:30 short story / erotica. Now, I know you hate the word erotica.
No, it's just... say naughty story.
Okay, well, I think it's an adult word, erotica. It should be okay to be used. But I'll go with naughty stories from now on. We are on the hunt for one. We found one on Amazon. It's called 5 Minutes... Erotica.
Oh, God.
And it's a bunch of stories that are perfect length for radio. A great time to, a great thing to reel out on a 9:30 p.m. Mm. Just to get the night rolling along with some fun fiction.
Great for bedtime.
Good to just talk you to sleep. We found the book, but they wouldn't ship to Australia. Yes. So the issue was.
And today was Amazon Day and everything.
Is that a thing? Why have they got Amazon Day? That's not a thing.
That's the thing where they have big deals.
Don't fall into their marketing trap.
It's a big deal with big deals.
You just lost by giving them the free airtime. They've won.
No, they haven't because they were crashing all day. Their website was crashing.
Well, they crashed for us because they wouldn't send to Australia, which meant we had to find someone who could help us out and get us an American address. Thankfully, we've got some great listeners who are loyal and who came to our aid. And Rhiannon is one of those listeners. Good evening, Rhiannon.
Hi, guys.
Now, you heard our call out and you reckon you know someone in America. How do you know her?
So I'm actually in a mum's group where we all gave birth around the same month.
Oh, yeah.
And most of our mums are actually from America.
Oh, cool. So it's like an online thing.
Yeah, it's Facebook.
International mum's group.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that weird, like being in a group with other mums that you don't know of, like just online?
No, it's awesome because they're the best group ever. Like we've helped. Like, they'll send women things that they need for their kids, even if they don't know them.
Okay.
That's good. I like that.
Well, then, so you reckon you know someone in America who would be willing to take on 5 Minute Erotica for us, and just briefly, yep. And then get it to us?
Yep. So I put a call out on my mum's group.
Brilliant.
And one of our lovely American mums said she's happy to do it.
Oh, great.
This is brilliant.
What's her name?
Ashley.
Ashley, and is she aware that the copy we want to buy isn't the new version, it is the used version?
Secondhand.
Yes, I did tell her.
Yeah. Look, it says it's in good condition. So
they actually thought this was awesome. They were having a good laugh.
Okay. Well, good. I mean, it's meant to be a bit of fun.
I know you new mums, Rhiannon. Jeez. Come on. Like,
oh, mate. You could see some of the things that we post up there.
Oh, some of the filth that gets up on those mums groups.
I would love to be part of that mums group on Facebook.
It's definitely after 9 o'clock sort of conversation.
I can imagine. Yeah.
People
new
think
mums
all
are the filthiest.
People think all men's Facebook groups are bad. I mean, it's the old women group.
No, they are bad.
They are.
Yeah, all men's Facebook groups are horrible and they should not exist on the internet.
Okay. Well, so Rhiannon, this is great. So Ashley can get it sent to us. Do you reckon, any idea about the time frame? Like, we have it in the next week?
I don't know anything about Amazon, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know their travel thing.
Right. Well, this is great.
See, the advertising isn't working.
It's Amazon Day. All right, we'll get Ashley's details, and that is an awesome help. Thanks, Rhiannon.
Rhiannon, thank you so
no
much.
No problem.
Do you want an I'm on Smoko tattoo to, I don't know, for your new baby or something?
Yeah, sure.
It's a fake tattoo. It's weird. It'll rub off.
Yeah, sure. Put some baby oil on
that's
it.
A that's a cool baby.
That's how you get it off. He's on Smoko all the time.
Well, speaking of Smoko, though, Tom, Trash Talk Back Tuesday's on pretty soon. We're going to be debating the merits of the Smoko because it's under fire after the PM said that the Smoko should be banned.
That's not far away, but up next, if you're a middle-aged man or older, I'm coming for you.
Oh,
Tom
out.
And Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, geez, we have some fun. Still got Trash Talk Back Tuesday to come. What's in the spotlight? Smoko.
Yeah, my God, up in arms about that one.
Also, we're going to get Pete Corelli on. He's the guy that knows gaming, like the back of his hand.
Sure does.
No, don't link the two of them.
No,
it's
I'm
got
not.
Nothing to do with gaming and backs of hands, all right?
I was going to say, Tom, there is a photo up on Facebook of us wearing the same clothes. Annoyingly, we matched by accident today, which I hate. And you love
Who
it.
Cares?
You think it's cute and fun?
That's fine.
Twinning, as everyone's saying on Facebook. Yes, I'm getting your comments. Someone's posted a GIF of Schwarzenegger and De Niro, is it? Is it De Niro?
Yeah.
No.
What's that from?
Short Little...
What movie is that
short
from?
Short Little Guy.
Yeah, it's Danny DeVito.
DeVito, not De Niro. But Jono said at
is
least...
Is that from Kindergarten Cop? No. Twins.
Twins. But we're both wearing the same grey pants and black hoodie. But Jono said, at least Ollie knows the right way to match these with the right shoes. Is that a cuff, Tom? Why are your pants rolled up so high? He's asked that. I didn't. This is not me. This is all from Facebook.
What is with you tonight?
What?
What is with you?
I'm simply reflecting the comments on our social pages. If you're not man enough to hear them, delete them. Hide them.
Did you say I'm not man enough?
I said if you're
not
man enough.
Mate, welcome to 2018. We don't use those types of phrases
anymore,
buddy.
Okay, if you're not man and or woman enough.
Thank you.
And the rest.
If you're 45 years or older and you're a man, you need to jump on the phone right now.
1-333-353.
Jump on the phone right now.
Single.
Shut up, mate. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Every you and every me, Placebo.
Bit of feedback.
We'll wait. Oh,
Tune. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, Tom.
Same.
And not far away, your favourite artist, Tom Petty, with his track Refugee.
Nice. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. And right now, I've asked you to call, if you're 45 years or older, 1-333-53.
And you're a man or you don't care about gender?
Oh, and you're a man.
Because I thought we were doing a dating thing for you because your boyfriend's off the scene. And
no, he's not off the scene.
You like your older man. No. If you're bald, particularly call up because Tom loves that.
No, shut. Just...
Okay, I've got it wrong. What are we doing?
Here's the thing. I have a theory that pretty much every man who's over 45 years or older, whenever they get in a room with people that they don't know, they will make a noise to assert their authority in the environment. Let me explain. A steam room at the gym is a classic example, or a sauna.
Yeah.
You sit in there, you're relaxing, you're vibing, you're zenning out, you're sweating, you're getting your heat on, your steam on. Right?
And it's pretty quiet.
And it's totally, totally quiet. Everyone's in their own, you know, in their own space. The 45-year-olds and over come in, men, and they just come in, sit down, and they'll start doing... A guy today decided to lie down on the bench, and when he lies down on the bench, his back creates a vacuum that when he lifts up his legs, it creates a fart noise.
Oh.
It sounds like he fluffs. Yeah. Now, that's fine. We all know that you're not fluffing, but don't do it over and over again. It's like they're trying to assert their authority in the environment because they think that they're, you know, bigger and above everybody else.
Okay.
So 45-year-old men, jump on that phone. Why are you making noises in rooms when everybody else is being quiet? 1-333-53.
It's a good question, Tom, and I can relate. I've been in similar scenarios, the spa, the sauna. I think
waiting rooms at the doctor. It's like, no, that's not okay. Just because you're an older man doesn't mean you can make noises in public.
You've put forward a theory there that it's about authority or just owning the space. Yeah. I don't think it's about that.
Uh-huh.
I think older men just lose their awareness of the sounds they're making, and they're just making noises that they're not aware of.
Well, let's hear straight from the horse's mouth. Patrick, you're 46 years old. Do you make strange noises in rooms?
I think it's more guys that are over 50 and like over, say, 150 kilos. They're really big blokes. They're the ones that normally do that. But I'll tell you what, when you guys had me on hold, I got a little excited because I thought you were going to be setting me up with someone.
Sorry, old man on the phone here, Patrick. How old are you?
Well, he might want a man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't assume. Patrick's 46.
Yeah, 46.
Yeah, I want to make
looking for a woman.
Yeah, looking for a woman. Okay. And that's why I like how, Patrick, you said men over 50, they're the issue.
Yeah.
But 46-year-olds, they're still cool.
So you're not making noises? You're not making noises in things like steam rooms or saunas?
Oh, I'm getting close to that age, but not quite there yet.
Okay. All right.
There's a great video from Kinney, Troy Kinney, who is a good comedian, does some online videos.
He's a good comedian.
He,
That's what it sounded like.
He does some great stuff about noises that only dad will make or dads will make.
This is the same thing.
It's sitting down in couches. It's getting up off the couch.
Brian, are you making strange noises?
Yeah, I do make some strange noises sometimes, yeah.
Why are you making these noises, Brian?
Well, I just went to my grandson's first birthday party the other day, and I walked straight in the middle of the room and just went, ugh. That's as I was carrying the esky in. I was naked.
Were you pleased to be there, or was there a bit of angst?
Oh, I loved it. It was beautiful. Yeah, there was no. I just carry it in.
And do you think it's inevitable that we'll all make those noises when we pass 45, 50 years old?
Nothing is inevitable, but it's definitely going
to
happen.
Oh, like clockwork, I reckon, Tom. Yeah. Brian, when you leant down to say hi to your nephew, was a bit of a, how are you, sonny? Oh, God.
We picked up from on the slide a couple of times after that. It was all right.
Well, your back's getting on, you know, it's all those kinds of things.
If you make noises and you're a middle-aged man, 133353, can you explain this phenomenon? Why do you need to make noises so much? 133353, can you explain it to us?
Explain yourself.
Break it down. Please explain.
What's with the noises?
Pauline Hanson would say. 133353. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. It's Refugee, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We'll find out from Pete Corrally from the Game On podcast about these insane deals with the Nintendo Switch very soon. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions.
Can't wait for that one, Tom. But you're having a go at older gentlemen, older men who make noises in public places, and you can't seem to deal with it.
No, I can't. I'm in the sauna, I'm in the steam room, and for some reason, those 45 years and older, it doesn't matter what size they are, they will make noises to assert their authority in a space.
Every man has a right to make a repugnant noise in a public place, Tom. And I don't think you should be going out swinging so hard at these men, because pretty much, I'm pretty sure one day you'll be one of these guys doing this noise, or these noises. We'll all get there.
No, I won't.
You're not immune to it.
I'll be different.
Oh, yeah, you'll be sitting there quietly?
Yep.
Sure.
Older gay men are more respectful.
Oh, what, in the sauna? I don't think so, mate. No respect shown there when they're thirstily checking me out. God.
You think he's cruising. Hey, Roscoe.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Are you making noises?
All the time, unfortunately. All the time.
You're 49 years old, Roscoe. Why are you making these noises?
On the cusp.
Two reasons. One, I'm not as young as I used to be. Everything is harder, and I'm not respecting that.
Yeah.
And so even today, just kneeling down at work, I think I make a grunt and a groan when the knee went and the ass went. And it was just not a good time. Yeah. Can't help it.
It helps, though, doesn't it, making a noise?
Well, you're fighting back against your body, which is betraying you. You know, your body's walking out on you. You've got to protest somehow.
It's so sad.
It really is. It's real. And that's aging, Roscoe, isn't it?
Well, when you get to 60, you know you're old, right? So you're going to respect it a bit, but we're still fighting it. We're saying, we've still got a bit left. We don't, it's falling apart. And it's just, it's our life leaving us as those noises.
Yeah. You said you had two reasons. What's the second one?
Mate, we just don't care is the other point.
I reckon that's true.
Yeah, you just don't care. That's my issue, Roscoe. Everyone else has to listen to you make these noises.
Yeah, nothing to prove anymore. I mean, because we can't prove it, so that's the other thing. But
you're not on the prowl. You're not on the hunt. So, you've given up.
Dazza on 133353. You're 46 years old. Are you making these noises?
Fellas, it's going to happen to you too.
No, it's not.
Yep, Dazza, I'm with you.
No, I'm sorry. It's going to happen.
No,
I'm with you, Dazza.
What? So I remember hearing my old man when I was a little tacker, and I was going, no. But I'm 46 now, and it's happening. I'm getting in the truck. I'm getting out the truck, groaning, moaning.
How about a situation like you're in a waiting room at a doctor's? Do you, if you've got snot in your nose or if you need to clear your throat, are you going to care about the other people in the room?
Not really. It's got to go out, mate.
Yeah. Handkerchief. The hand,
I might walk out to the door and give a good Scotsman's blow and come back in.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, Tom, I love Bushman's blows at 28.
Oh, I'm a good big Bushman's blow fan.
Oh, so you'll do that?
Not in front of other people.
I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Sad.
At a distance.
You as an old person, I just can't see. I don't think
I'm quite fit.
No, you shouldn't be alive if you're like 50.
I shouldn't have made it.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're that type of person. Look, more noises. 133353 if you reckon you can explain it. I'd love to hear from you. We might be done with it.
Oh, yeah.
If we get a stellar call, though, we'll go to it. That's what radio's
mate,
like.
Let's get this gaming chat happening as well. I'm keen for that. I mean, I'm pumped. I love gaming.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Yep.
I love it.
Yep. You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions not far away. Smoko's in the spotlight. They reckon that it's going to be shut down.
Oh, have you heard what Malcolm Turnbull said?
Oh, not the Turnbull himself.
The Primal Minister?
Oh, mate.
We'll get the audio of that and play it to you. Tom, that's your job.
What?
Get Malcolm's audio.
Really?
Yeah, from your speech.
Oh, what? You sit on Facebook during the songs and I have to get the audio.
I'm the head of social media. Oh. Now, Tom, you wanted to hear one last old bloke explain why he can't stop making noises.
I reckon 45-year-old men and older just make noises in public spaces. Jeffrey, you're 51. Are you making noises?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
When did it start, Jeffrey?
Well, when I stopped being a young whippersnapper like you two turned into a cranky old beggar.
Yeah, it happens, doesn't it?
Are you doing
this? But you know what?
Yeah.
It's going to happen to you too.
No, it won't. You keep.
Yes, it will.
No, you keep saying this. It won't, Jeffrey.
Tom, you're already an old man. You're already halfway there.
How dare you? How rude are you?
You know, you're stroppy, you're petty, you're an old man. Oh, Jeffrey, whatever. Do you think that there's any hope or how do we avoid it?
Well, look, at the end of the day, you know, according to all the feminazis out there, we are the fault of everything that's wrong in the world. Yeah. The cranky old white men.
Oh, are you a straight white male?
I am a straight white male.
Well, it's because you're a pig then, aren't you?
Of course I am. Yeah. You know? Let's ask Sarah Hansen.
Oh, don't bring Greens senators into this, Jeffrey.
Good on you, Jeffrey. You are what's wrong.
Yeah,
it's a
red flag when you hear feminazis from a caller. It's like, all right, mate, we'll probably leave that there.
Oh, so you don't think that women should be equal to men? Yeah, good on you. Because that's all a feminist is, isn't it? A feminist is someone that thinks that women should be equal to men.
That's right, Tom.
What a platform to do this on, you know?
A great platform to talk about gaming.
Mate, let's get Pete Corelli on. He does the Game On podcast, and let's talk gaming.
Tom and Ollie, press start.
Oh, g'day, Pete.
Hello.
Mate, what's happening in the world of games this week? There's something about a good deal to do with Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, such a good deal. Look, I'm a real launch day fiend. Ollie, I won't bother asking, but Tom, are you a launch day fiend?
I love a launch day. I sit in front of the Apple keynote and watch it the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Well, why not? Go live, you know?
That's what it takes, man, sometimes, you know? You probably watch stuff at 2 o'clock in the morning, like the World Cup was on. You're a sports guy.
Yeah.
You like them touchdowns.
Yeah. You know? Look at you nerds. Sport works. I actually just sleeping at that hour, so I didn't watch much of the soccer. But what is so good about the Switch? Is it a Switch?
Can you tell Ollie what the Nintendo Switch is?
Switch is a... and the reason why I brought up launch day is because I'm going to blow your minds. Well, okay. Tom, I'm going to blow your mind.
Yes.
With how much money you can save today on a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Because when it was launch day for Switch, and I'm such a fiend for it, by the time I bought the Switch, a couple of games, and a pro pad... Yeah, you need that pro pad. It cost me around about $820, I think, all up, right?
What a waste of money.
Shut up. Get this, fair up, yes?
Yeah.
$315 on Amazon today.
But is it going to crash?
No,
when
it
you
won't
try
crash.
And buy it, because hasn't Amazon been crashing all day today for Amazon?
Well, I heard there's a lot of crap going on, but you know what? If you can sort of sift through it.
Yeah.
Do so because it's worth it. $315 is a massive saving.
Is that a package Nintendo deal?
Yeah. Well, it's not even a package deal. It's a deal in a package.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Sounds similar.
What is the Nintendo Switch?
Nintendo Switch sits between being a console platform and a handheld platform. So it's literally a screen in a dock that HDMI cables into your television so you can play all the games on your TV. And then as it's in the dock, it's charging and you go funk and take it out. And you can actually play these games on the run. And we're talking like the best games, Legend of Zelda, Super Mario, Mario Kart, all of the really great stuff is on Nintendo Switch. And the beauty about it is like the games don't depreciate in their output when you take them out of the dock and take them on handheld. So you're playing like the actual proper full video game in your hands right then and there.
Does that make sense to you at all, Ollie?
Not really, but
you remember your Game Boy.
I love the 64 games, like Mario Kart.
Okay, imagine that Mario on a Tennis. Game Boy that you could take on the bus.
Yeah, except this Game Boy is like...
He's still not impressed.
No, it sounds good. Guys, it sounds really good. I'm jealous.
Well, thank you very much, Pete Corrally. We'll catch you next week for Game On. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, it's Tuesday, which means it's time to go full AM with this one.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f***wit.
I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Boom. That's right, classic AM radio, Talk Back Tuesday with the trash involved because we're Triple M, we're a bit naughty. But Tom, this is going to go off, I think, because people are livid to find out that after the Cancer Council of Queensland suggested that the smoko, the break that smokers take during their workday should be banned.
Well, it should.
People are getting up in arms. So 1-3-3-5-3.
Ban it.
Ban what?
Well, I'm not having a smoko break, am I?
Okay, mate. Well, I didn't ask you to spark up just yet.
Well, mate, it's my radio show. I'll say what I want to say, you pig.
Don't you start trashing me.
I will.
Oh, look, 1-3-3-5-3. Hold your thoughts, Tom. I'll hold mine. But if you want to spark up, have an opinion on the smoko ban.
Spark up, baby.
Then 1-3-3-5-3. Trash Talk Back Tuesday is your chance to get fiery.
Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. Loving that rock on Triple M, Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And Naughty After Nine ain't far away. We'll be discussing the hookup bar scene and if it's dead or not.
Mm. But right now, Tom, Trash Talk Back Tuesday is a feature, obviously, on a Tuesday. Let's hear it.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f***wit.
I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
We're just dissecting the proposed ban of the smoking break, or the smoko, as we call it in Australia.
You would be.
And after the Cancer Council of Queensland said it should go, here are the facts, Tom. Apparently, across the year, $388 billion is lost. Actually, no, not across the year, over a working lifetime of the population of Australia. So if you've got everyone's working careers in the country...
Yeah.
If you count all those breaks, we're losing $388 billion. Rather, it's a lot of money.
Get your stats right, mate. You're a talkback host. You should be now, well across these
now,
issues.
I don't know where you stand on the issue, Tom, but I know that I think that we should be. You shouldn't be able to go smoke. You shouldn't be able to.
No.
So that's my stance. Because as I was saying before, if you're a non-smoker, Tom, if you're not smoking, you can't go, can I have 10 minutes to go and stand outside?
No.
And just talk shit. So I can't see why it's okay for smokers, not to mention the health benefits of not smoking and therefore the dramatic negatives of smoking.
Hey, you want to hear from the Prime Minister?
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, the Prime Minister, he was on Melbourne's 3AW, you know, the premier talkback station in Melbourne. This is what he had to say.
Well, I guess it's a lot of time when they're not working. If you're leaving your work, I guess the boss is entitled to say, I'm paying you to work, not to smoke.
Oh, what a pig.
No, now, you're saying, Tom, saying that's not on, and of course you should be able to go over smoke.
No, of course not, Ollie. I'm on your side, mate. It's our radio show, and I'm on your side, and I reckon we should be banning smoking at the workplace.
All right, well, let's open the phones up on Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Jason, what do you think?
1-3-3-5-3.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Look, mate, I'm on the edge here.
I'm outraged at your attitude, boy.
Jason, you're big.
Let me just say this.
You would be big.
No, let him speak.
I'm in a win-win situation. I don't smoke. I buy smokes once a month. I go outside with everybody else and stand there and let that little bad boy burn down. So I'm in a win-win. I'm not getting cancer, and I hate my boss.
So, Jason, I'm sorry. Let me just backtrack a second. For our listeners, you're some kind of dickhead who's pretending to smoke and going out with your cohort to pretend to smoke.
Nailed it. And I get paid for it. And it's fantastic, and I hate my boss.
Oh, well.
So you're just not only you're a pig, you're a snake.
It's a win-win, boys.
Hey, why don't you just not smoke and go out with them without smoking?
As you said, can't go out there and have that 10 minutes. So I just carry a pack of smokes. Cost me $17 once a month. Take a smoke out there, let that little dart burn down, look at the sun, have a great time, and your tax is paying for me.
Well,
I love it.
Jason, I can't help but I want to insult you heavily, but you're also quite inventive, and I respect that.
Thanks, boys.
All right, well, chuff off. Christopher, what do you want to say, you big scumbag?
I basically just wanted to say that the entire thing's a rot, because the math they would have done is basically just a simple case of, let's see, the hourly rate per worker times the amount of time that they're gone, that's how much money we're missing out on. Mm-hmm. But we're human beings, we are not robots. If you just put our nose to the grindstone for hours and hours on end, you're going to end up with some backlash.
Okay, Christopher, tell me though, I hear what you're saying, but do you really think that the non-smokers should be punished?
Well, no, that's right. Really what it should be is everyone should be entitled to a break, whether it's a smoker or not. That is the real issue. But instead, we're changing it to, you know, saying, oh, we're losing so and so much money. And that's not true at all. You know, sticking a human being in a plant for an extra 10 minutes is not going to generate more anything for you guys. It's just a case of them trying to argue to take away more of our worker rights. Well, I agree that everyone should take a break, though. It shouldn't just be a smoker exclusive. That would make this conversation a lot easier.
Well, it sounds like you don't trust the British Medical Journal.
And you're actually quite a good communicator, so I'm just going to call you a pig for being a good communicator.
Beautiful.
Go on. All right, yeah, bugger off, Christopher, you smart ass.
My radio
There's no space for smart asses.
There's no space for people who can communicate better than I can, Ollie. On my radio show, I will be the best communicator here.
I'm with you, Tom. And Christopher, get down.
Producers, make sure only dumb people get on the air.
William, you've made it to the air. Are you a smart one?
I could say, yeah.
All right. Smart piggy.
All right, you're arrogant. Now, what do you want to say, William?
Oh, I just think it's the lefties trying to get their way again.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'll love me 10-minute break every hour just to get a dart into me.
Yeah.
Sit out the sun and, have a little chat with the boys.
How old are you, William?
Yeah. 18.
18. So you're a lazy teenager.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Just an average tradie.
Smoking away. Let me guess, probably roll your own smokes, do you?
Yeah, you got to roll your own. Yeah. You don't get the enjoyment out of it.
Well, mate, normally I would say get back to work and help the economy, but I reckon you are such a lazy scum that you going back to work would achieve nothing.
That's just about it, yeah.
That's pretty rude, William. Sorry about that, but you're a good sport. You took it well.
No, there's no rudeness here. It's just Trash Talk Back Tuesday, 133353. Do you have an opinion? Then jump on that phone and tell us, should the smoko be banned?
No smart asses.
And I'm sorry I take on this persona every time this comes around. No better communicators than me. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Tom and Ollie on your Tuesday night here on Triple M. We have questions after 9 o'clock. We get naughty after nine. We'll discuss the bar scene and whether we think that that's done, you know, with the advent of dating apps and the like.
As a scene for hooking up. Not just, bars aren't done. Bars are still good to go to.
Is the bar scene done?
No one drinks anymore.
It's really weird.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f***wit.
I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Such a full-on opener.
You might have heard that the Cancer Council of Queensland has suggested that the smoko should be banned from the workplace to reduce the burden. Reduce the burden of smoking in Australia. I mean, they reckon that it's wasting a lot of money, for one. People skiving off work. Would you believe it? I happen to agree. But they've also mentioned health risks, in inverted commas. Such things as decreased immune system, increased risk of type 2 diabetes.
You said in quotation.
In quotation. I mean, I don't know. Premature aging of the skin, so you look terrible. Wounds take longer to heal. I mean, whatever.
Oh, come on, mate. Ciggies are great for you. Have them every day at work. No, of course
not. If I don't smoke, I get a cough. So
I don't smoke, I feel worse.
Exactly. So I've got to smoke. That's the way.
And as Sacha Baron Cohen says on his brand new show, Who Is America? I went to the doctor and I found out I had diabetes.
It's the doctor's fault.
It's the doctor's fault, mate. It's the doctor's fault.
All right. Trash Talk Back Tuesday is on like Donkey Kong right now. People getting fired up.
Oh, don't tell me there's more pigs on the phone that are probably smarter than me.
Mick, you talkaholic. What do you want to say?
Oh, mate. I'd just like to say, anyhow, I have a wind tool. You know, the old Paul Hogan, you know, with all the cigarettes, mate. I'm in my late 50s. I've smoked for 30-odd years. Very conservative smoker, that.
Mate, get to the point. Get to the bloody point. What do you... you can't, the ban?
Who's the one that's saying that, you shouldn't be smoking and you've got to be banned and all that? Is it you two, or just one of you?
I agree. Well, the Cancer Council said it first, but I agree. Like the Prime Minister says, you can't just say you want to leave work to go smoking.
We both agree, mate.
No, no. Well, you don't leave smoke, but if you've got 5 or 10 minutes, you know, I'd tell you, and you can have some people that... They're putting in the hours, they're putting in the effort and everything like that, and that's in my category.
Well, mate, I know that smokers are good people.
I'll cut you off there, Mick, because it's my radio show. I'll fade you down.
I mean, everyone knows smokers are good people. They do the best.
No,
you know, like when people smoke, I've given up 10, 15 times, but the stress of work, I find myself back onto them.
Oh, you should quit. You could quit work then, not smoking.
No, I've quit smoking, you know, I've gone 9 months, 13 months and everything like that, and I've tried 10, 12 times, and then I just think, like, employer has just given me that much crap. And
mate, you're just talking pigs there. I'm going to move on from that. but good on you, Mick.
Now we have to call everyone a pig who calls up for Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Like, Deb, you pig, what do you need to say, mate, on Trash Talk Back Tuesday?
Oh, it's got to be hilarious. I'm just saying where I work, we get a 15-minute tea break whether we smoke or not. So, you know, it's your choice.
I'm not taking a tea break though, Deb, at work. I'm not taking tea breaks.
I'm taking smoko without smoking.
Well, it's up to you, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the smoko is a unique thing to smokers and the rest of us aren't doing it.
Look, the old smoko break's like 50 years old, you know. These days it's a tea break and you either go down to the tea room and have your 15 minutes or you go outside and you have a ciggy.
What do you make of the Prime Minister's comments saying that, enough?
I'll play them for you here. This is on Neil Mitchell, 3AW, Melbourne's talkback station. We're just trash talk.
Well, I guess it's a lot of time when they're not working. If you're leaving your work, I guess the boss is entitled to say, I'm paying you to work, not to smoke.
What do you think about that, Debbie Pig?
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, that's appropriate language.
You're
there,
entitled
Deb.
To your tea break.
Yeah, but
what you do in that 15 minutes is your business.
Yeah, well, I'm not heading out having Darjeelings or bloody, you know, Dilmah tea, so I don't know about that one, Tom.
Brendan, you pig, what do you think about burning him in the smoke at work?
Well, to be honest, look, I work in hospitality, mate, and sometimes we don't actually get a half-hour break, so sometimes the only time you can actually... down for 5 minutes is you have some to eat and then later on you have a cigarette.
Yeah, Brenda, but you're getting paid to drink, mate. You're getting paid to get drunk at work, so there's got to be some concessions.
Actually, mate, I'm one of the few people that work in hospitality who don't drink.
Pull the other leg.
Pinocchio's on the phone. Here we go. Jim Carrey from Liar Liar is on the phone.
Ah.
Well, I can hear your nose growing from here. Brendan, you honestly expect me to believe that you don't drink and you work at the bar?
I smoke and I don't drink.
Okay, what do you think about the idea that your skin is aging prematurely and you've got a higher chance of diabetes?
And that you're negatively affecting the health of others around you.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Stiff.
Stiffed.
Yeah, there we go. Classic young lefty bartender. Here we go. There we go. Good on you, mate. See you later. We'll fade you down. We don't need your kind on this station.
Yeah, you think you're stiff. I'm not stiff. He's stiff.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Who do gurus like WoW wipe out? Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. A fiery Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Coming off the back of that. Woof.
Just cooling off.
I'm fired up. But Naughty After Nine, not far away. And we'll discuss whether the bar scene for picking up is done. Dating apps taking over. That's not far away. Mm. Ollie, bit of a question here for you. I mean, when you do get married in the next, I don't know, couple of weeks or something, you'll probably propose.
Don't say that.
And then you'll have a kid in, I don't know, the next 4 weeks or so.
Well, it's not how it works, but.
You can have a kid in 4 weeks. You just, you know, do what you're doing now.
We're not getting married, for one. Not yet, anyway.
Well, not yet. Why would you say that?
Why are you bamboozling me on the radio? Fun. What do you want?
Because it's fun. It's fun, mate.
Yeah,
that's
it's fun
why.
For you. It's fun for you.
It's fun for me, you know. Are you going to propose on the radio right
Sarah's,
now?
Sarah's parents are probably crying listening to this, but I hope you're happy with that. With sadness, I might add. Not tears of joy.
Get over it. it's just banter, guys.
Oh, yeah, good. You tell them that. What are you saying?
Well, when you have a kid, do you want a boy or a girl?
I'm, this is not on the cards, by the way. This is not a thing.
Oh, so you don't want to have children?
No, this is so, I do. I do want to have kids, of course.
Oh my God. What will Sarah's parents think now?
Shut up. What did you ask? What gender?
Yeah, what would you have, a boy or a girl?
Well, you'd want to have both. I think I want to have one of each, ideally. You want to get the best of both worlds.
You do.
I want
a
boy to play footy with and a girl to play Barbies with.
You would say that. You would. You sicko.
I'm obviously playing up
you
the stereotype.
You would gender your children from the get-go,
I'm going to get my daughter a truck.
Good.
That's how modern I am. And I'm going to get my boy a baking kit.
Oh, here we go. Oh, the cisgender white male on the radio saying he's got to get his boy a baking kit. Women are more than baking kits.
Well, I can't say I'm going to get a girl a baking kit or a boy.
How dare you?
Oh, okay, whatever the
How
kid is.
How dare you?
Whether the kid is LGBTQIA or straight, can I put the S in there?
No way.
I'm going to get
you straights aren't allowed in our community.
Whatever kid I have, I'll get him or her or them a baking kit.
Good, I'm glad you added them. You're a modern-day parent. Well done.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.